producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You know, if we could do well in Iowa, I really think we could run the table. Now, if we can't, I think we're going to win New Hampshire. But I think we're going to run the table. If we can win Iowa, we're doing great.
Donald Trump talking about claiming his first caucus, but not budging on his debate boycott, not going to show up Thursday on Fox. Hello, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Everyone has an opinion on this, including Anne Frank's stepsister, who said Trump is acting like another Hitler. Wow! So, it's not just the politicians, it's not just we the people, it's everybody who has something to say about Donald Trump. You know, this is the seventh, this is interesting because it's been 70 years since Anne Frank's final diary entry. And, you know, after that, of course, with the rest is history. She was arrested with her family in the annex, the secret annex of a house in Amsterdam, where they were hidden for 2 years. And then she died at a concentration camp when she was 15. So anyway, it was interesting that the stepsister had something to say about Donald Trump. And Eva Schloss is her name. She's 86, and she was a friend of Frank's in Amsterdam after their families fled Nazi Germany in the 30s, and et cetera. That's how it came down. She said, if Donald Trump becomes the next president of the United States, it would be a complete disaster. I think he is acting like another Hitler by inciting racism. So there you go. Everyone has an opinion on Donald Trump. He is the buzz in your backyard, in my backyard, and in Anne Frank's stepsister's backyard. Coming up in this hour of America Tonight, more on the big escape in California. Three really dangerous inmates. How did they do it? Where did they get the tools? Doesn't it sound familiar? And they still haven't found them. Have they managed to get across the border? Who helped them inside the prison? Nothing but questions and not a lot of answers. Obviously, when people have tools that can cut through pipe and plumbing of any sort, they had help. Because where are they getting those tools? It's just a question of figuring it out and putting it all together. And I guess at the prison, they are a little bit, perhaps, closer than you might think to figuring out the puzzle. Let's see if they catch them, though. There you go. I was pretty excited to find out about this, and I don't even know why. I'm kind of a car person, not like driving, not in my own personal taste necessarily. There's a show on Crackle. I'm just throwing this out here as we kind of seg from side to side in the beginning, as we often do here on ATN. The show is Jerry Seinfeld, and it's comedians in cars going for coffee, basically. And that's what the show is called. And it's really brilliant. And there's all kinds of comedians, of course, on it. But the cool thing is the cars that he picks them up in and tells you all about, you know, why they were popular, their engines, the whole thing. So I happened to see a story about the DeLoreans. Remember the DeLoreans? There are plans to start building and selling DeLoreans next year for the first time in 30 years. You know what the price is? $100,000. $100,000 for a DeLorean. I mean, immediately I'm thinking Back to the Future, right? But apparently, you know, it's happening. People are interested in the DeLorean, and that's why they're happening again. The company is called the DeLorean Motor Company. It's not related to the original manufacturer. They bought up the car's parts and engine plans during the 90s, including about, I guess, 1,000 of the gull wing doors. The new company's been using the parts to recondition the collector-owned cars, and they've been selling used DeLoreans for about $65,000 to $75,000. So only the engine is going to be the new thing. That's going to be 21st century. I don't know. I think it's kind of a cool thing. I mean, not a cool thing like I'm going to go and get a DeLorean. Of course not. I'm sure some of the people listening to this show could probably afford it. But I think it's interesting, you know, to see that there's interest in it, and we may see them on the road. I mean, it's like a throwback. And the construction of these new cars is starting in 2017. How about that? In Humble, Texas. There is some irony in that, right? DeLoreans being built in Humble, Texas, which, by the way, is a Houston suburb. Guarantee they'll get takers. And they know it. I mean, of course, that's why they're doing it. There's no gamble. Not like the gamble that people keep talking about. Oh, Donald Trump is skipping the debate. No, there's not a gamble. I don't even think it's a big gamble for Donald Trump. But there's not a big gamble on the DeLoreans. They know that they have people waiting to get them. And so they knew they could go ahead and they could build them. And they'll find takers. Wow. I just can't get my mind out of the whole Back to the Future thing. And the gull wings. I mean, the coolest thing, right, is the gull wings. But what would it be like? What would it be like having that car and trying to park it? You know, if you're always worried about dents and in tight places, oof, you'd have to valet park it, but then you got to rely on the you'd have to rely on the people who are parking it not to smash into something excitedly. I've seen that actually happen right before my eyes, where somebody ran to go get a car and they couldn't help themselves, whipped around a corner just too fast, and it was a souped up BMW. Wow. Craziness. I tell you, craziness. I'm going to throw this in too here at the top as we mix it all up. And the remaining Oregon protesters are issuing death threats. And they're saying the feds have set up checkpoints. And they're saying this is a free-for-all. This is Armageddon. We stand for freedom. We're not going anywhere. Even though the ringleader, I'll call him, is calling for common sense and to say, listen, this is over. Forget about it. Urging his colleagues to stand down. But there's some holdouts. They refuse to do it. So there's still some protesters inside the National Wildlife Refuge. Doesn't look like they're budging. Ooh. I don't think anything good is going to come out of that. Stay with us.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Let me show it to you.
Pick it up. Welcome back to America Tonight. It's so fun to have Stephen Kelly on. Free Money Guy, as you know, he is the author of a terrific book, Tell Me When You're Going to Die, and I'll show you how well you can afford to live. And often Stephen and I talk about the insanity of doing the same thing over and over again and how so many people and so many of us are guilty of being lemmings and just being led to the slaughter. And I know off the air, Stephen and I were talking about the Tudors. He's had a great analogy to the Tudors, the series. If you haven't seen it, oh, it's just tremendous. But he's got the best analogy, so we're going to get there in a second. Stephen, first of all, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Excellent. And you and I were talking off the air, and we must have the same taste because I watched that several years ago and loved the series. But there was a lot of viciousness going on, wasn't there?
Oh, my God. This guy, I mean, there's no doubt Henry was a complete sociopath, and he wanted what he wanted, and anybody that got his way was going to just be obliterated. And, you know, he never took responsibility on his own for anything that happened. And he ripped apart Europe and the entire religious landscape of the day over an affair he was having with some gal who he ended up killing 3 years later. I mean, the guy was as capricious as you could get. And the thing that always amazes me when I look at that and I read about him and so forth is how Jane Seymour watches Anne Boleyn, that whole story play out, and watches Anne lose her head, and she just jumps right back into it. You know, she jumps right into where Anne was, thinking things would work out better for her. Thomas Cromwell, his chancellor for a period of time, watches Thomas More get into it with him, butt heads, and he loses his head. And then he jumps into it, and he wants to be close. All these people look at other people that were there before them, watch them perish at Henry's hands, and the only thing they think about it is, now it's my turn.
I mean,
and it doesn't work out any differently for them. You know, it's just like I have on my wall here, looking at it now, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. And this is what we do with our money, too. And we can see it playing out now. The market is just treacherous right now. Here's an example. I had a gal in last week. We were in our fourth or fifth appointment, and she kept thinking that she wanted to move. And I showed her a way we could put away. She's 58 years old. She wants to retire at 68. I showed her a way we could put money, $400,000 away now that she has about 800. Take about half of that, put $400,000 away now, and in 10 years when she's ready to retire, have a guaranteed income of $43,000 a year for the rest of her life. Think about that.
Wow.
$400,000, put it away. It's never going to be touched by the market. It's guaranteed. This is a contractual thing. It's guaranteed by one of the largest and strongest insurance companies in the world with $400 billion worth of assets. And she was going to get $43,000 a year for the rest of her life, guaranteed. And it was guaranteed the day she wrote the contract, the day she signed the paper. And her response to me was twofold. The first one was, I don't want to tie up my money, all right? And so I drilled down on that a little bit, and I said, okay, what's that mean, tie up your money? What could happen? And her response to that was, well, what if something better comes along?
All right?
And here's the thing. To have an equivalent payout at 4%, which is the standard that the industry uses, okay?
Right.
To get $43,000 a year in 10 years, she would have to have over $1 million,
mm-hmm.
right? $1 million with that $40,000 a year. So she'd have to have a little bit over $1 million. She'd have to grow her $400,000 to $1 million in a 10-year period of time. That's a 10% rate of return for 10 years. 10% rate of return for 10 years. So in order to get what I'm promising her with a complete and total guarantee, no ifs, ands, or buts, she would have to get 10% every single year in the market for the next 10 years, and then she'd have to be lucky for the next 30, because what we're doing is we're setting up an income that could last 30 years or more. She'd have to hope that the market stayed stable for the next 30. So the market has to cooperate with her for the next 40 years in order to do what I'm doing with a guarantee, and her hope is that something better will come along.
Wow, and that's so shocking.
To me, this is just irrational, Kate.
Yes.
Irrational.
Yeah, and that's because that's the market or the belief of that or something else is just so ingrained, right, to your point of the Tudors analogy.
Yeah, it's like who among us didn't in the back of our head a week and a half or 2 weeks ago believe we were really going to win that $800 million lottery, you know?
Yeah.
$1.6 million lottery, $800 after taxes and everything.
Right.
You know, I thought I was going to win. Didn't you think you were going to win?
Oh, of course. That was my retirement, right?
I was picking up jets and yachts, you know? It's crazy making behavior. And we do it all the time. But the problem is now, how many more years of zero returns or negative returns can you afford to have before you retire? Since the year 2000... we had a full decade from 2000 to 2010 and an additional 2 or 3 years on top of that. So out of the past 16 years, we've had 12 of them be either flat or negative.
Mm-hmm.
And during that period of time, if you had money in the market in 2000 and left it in until today, you would have made about a 2% rate of return. So how long can we do this before we figure out this isn't working anymore? It worked great for a period of time for us, but we're not there anymore. It's not then anymore. This is now. And we have to make adjustments that acknowledge the fact that we're A, in different times from a global standpoint, and we're also in different times from our own personal standpoint because we're 15 years closer to retirement or we're in retirement. We have to make a shift in our thinking.
I so agree.
So, I mean, that's just kind of it.
And it's interesting to see, especially when you tell someone flat out that's what you would get. I mean, that's you don't get many sure bets. And thinking that there could be, it's the lottery thinking. It's exactly what you said, that yeah, maybe something else happens. And how sad would it be to follow the story and see where she's at down the road? Did that better thing come along? The odds are not stacked in her favor.
Well, you know, we haven't seen anything better come along in 200 years.
Yes.
These things have been around forever. And you can really chart out pretty much any period of time. There's two or three periods of time during that 100, 200-year period where, yeah, the market did better. But as a payout option, the market never did better. The market
right.
has never done better in terms of generating income than these income annuities have done. And the other thing about it is the things that people don't like about annuities, income annuities, the things that, you know, where you're taking the risk in variable annuities and where you have to give up your money or commit annuicide with an immediate annuity, an income annuity, things like that. Most of those things have not only just been fixed, but they've been fixed in a way that makes them so much better than anything else that's out there. And people just won't give them a chance because, you know, Ken Fisher says, I hate annuities, or Susie Orman says, never get an annuity, or all these people are out there just saying, these are bad. And
right.
the damage that's done to people with these blanket statements is just incredible.
Yep. Yep, absolutely. And I'm so glad that you're out there preaching the opposite so that we can get some breakthroughs for people, because I agree with you. I've talked to others, and there's no question. It's just changing the mindset is a very difficult thing because it's so, so ingrained. I mean, so incredibly ingrained.
That's it. It's ingrained.
So let's tell everybody they can get your book on Amazon.com, first of all. And how was that to, you know, you put the book together, and you've done other books, but do you feel like, wow, this is at least one way, this is another stepping stone to helping people?
I absolutely do. You can go to our website, 844-4-FREEMO. You can call 844-4-FREEMO, 844-4-FREEMO, or go to our website, freemoneyguys.com. And the book is there about halfway down on the site. Just click on it. It'll take you to a page where you can order it. Or if you want to give us a call, we'll send you a copy.
Awesome. That sounds good. Stephen Kelly, as always, Free Money Guy, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, too.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Do you find it aggravating to wait for your slow-flow gravity filter to produce water? Does your system run so slow that it takes an hour or more to get less than a gallon of water? Slow-flow gravity water filters often utilize inferior technology that requires four elements to produce less than a gallon of filtered water per hour. Moreover, these elements don't eliminate a broad spectrum of difficult-to-remove contaminants, such as viruses. Well, there's good news for you. You can upgrade your slow-flow system with the power of Black Berkey purification elements. That's because they're interchangeable with most slow-flow systems, and they purify water up to 8 times faster. You could replace 4 of the slow-flow elements with a single Black Berkey purification element and double the speed of your system. Upgrade today to Black Berkey purification elements, the fastest and most powerful gravity elements available. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and ask about the specials. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
America Tonight. Kate Delaney's my name if you just popped on. Three very dangerous inmates somehow managed to escape their prison cell. They were actually outside of the prison cell. But in the prison, how do you escape prison? I mean, it happens all the time. So it just goes to show you where there's a will, there's a way. And when there's people who are willing to give you tools, that also certainly helps, too. In fact, here's what they said at the prison about cutting through the steel.
We are continuing to focus on a Vietnamese gang that is active in Westminster and Garden Grove. And we have now made a number of arrests.
So they're focusing on the gang, and, you know, this was at the press briefing during the day, and who was it in the Vietnamese gang is what they're thinking, is that got the tools to the inmates who escaped. And the inmates who escaped have been gone now since Friday. So it doesn't mean they won't be captured, but we saw what happened the last time in New York. So they've made a bunch of arrests in connection with this jailbreak, but the escapees are still out there. And, I mean, these are rough guys. Murder, torture, not good if they run into people or they have to seek shelter or who knows what. Because certainly, whatever the financial picture is, unless there's a gang helping them or somebody helping them on the outside who would definitely be watched if it was a family member, then how are they going to survive? Because that's always the problem. So they arrested five people. And, you know, I took a look at the prison today, the Southern California jail in Orange County. And who you just heard there was the sheriff, Sandra Hutchins, who didn't say what the connection to the inmates was, but said they expected, as the search continues for them, you know, that they were awaiting trial for various violent crimes, but believes that the three had outside help, of course, to facilitate the escape. That's why she was talking about that gang. She said the men would have needed powerful cutting tools that would not be available to them inside to get through thick metal. And they're trying to figure out how they got them. It's and she said this is every sheriff's nightmare. They escaped after cutting a hole in the metal grate, crawled through the plumbing tunnels and onto the roof. They pushed aside barbed wire, rappelled down a rope made of bed sheets. And they even think they know who the mastermind of the escape was. One of the guys named Hossein Nieri. Man. Imagine getting that phone call. Guess what? We have three that broke out. Yeah. Eventually somebody will cop to what happened. This was a maximum security jail, too, by the way. So this wasn't some schlumpadinka housing facility. I mean, this was a full-on, we are maximum baby, and they were able to do it. I go to what I said before. Where there's a will, there's a way. And if there's somebody who's willing to help and somehow get the tools necessary, they're going to figure it out. If they can. They're going to figure it out. Sometimes on the show we do this thing called We Can Count. You know, it's about the numbers. And we didn't do it this time around, but I was thinking of a number that's so interesting. And this is sports related, but it's interesting because, you know, records are made to be broken, but sometimes they stand for a long time. Think of the Triple Crown winner, American Pharoah, this year. 37 years for that to happen. Affirmed, last horse to do it in 78. It seemed like that record was just never going to fall. It's incredible that the record held that, you know, held that long. Because you had horses that had won two legs of the Triple Crown, but didn't win the Belmont. The Warriors, NBA team in the Bay Area, have a record for the best start through 46 games. I mean, this team is on fire. Just absolutely on fire. They knocked off the Mavericks on Wednesday. So they're 42-4. Fifth straight win. The 95-96 Bulls hold the record for the most wins in a season with 72. Golden State's got to finish 31-5 to surpass the Michael Jordan, because he was there then, Bulls. Think they'll do it? That's hard. Imagine they get really close. Then they're going to want to close the deal for sure. And I think they're just playing and not thinking about it, but they're on fire. Steph Curry, 45 points, one guy in a game. Wow. He hit 7 of 12 three-pointers and hit all 10 free throws. So you've got to appreciate the athletic prowess of Steph Curry, even if you're not a sports fan, that is something. So looking at the numbers, it's doable. It's doable, but not, it's not going to be easy. Just don't lose any more games. Be something to see that record fall. Because that's a tough, tough record to beat. That's a tall task, 72 wins to tie it and then beat it. Amazing. By the way, I had a bunch of you email me, what happened with the snowstorm? How many people died in the snowstorm? Because the dig out was massive. So all told, the number is 50. Some from heart attacks shoveling snow. That's sad. And in Maryland, they announced the 50th death. It was an 84-year-old who was missing on Monday. They were concerned because Orinda Nelson had Alzheimer's and wandered from her home a lot. So they went to places where they knew she had been before. But then it was one of the neighbors who made the discovery, in the backyard, sadly, and called the police, and then that was it. So, hypothermia. Most of the storm-related deaths were from car accidents, carbon monoxide poisoning, and heart attacks while shoveling snow. Wow. All from snow, in some way, shape, or form. 50 people. And the saddest story I think I heard was, and I might have told it on America Tonight, I bet I did, a couple of days ago, where a man was, he was shoveling, and his family was in the car, and they all died from carbon monoxide poisoning. Well, the one son was in critical condition, and I just can't even fathom how you, I mean, you're digging snow out, you're not thinking about it, and what happened was, it was just it was definitely a crazy accidental thing. Where the snow was so high, it covered the exhaust, and he didn't see it. He was shoveling, and did not see it. The District of Columbia, 2 feet of snow. Wednesday was actually the first day that the offices reopened. Then there was even a 3-hour delay then. The monuments, the memorials, all of that. Covered. And the monuments didn't even open until Wednesday at noon. Then they were closed since Friday because there's just no way. You have to have people that are going to be able to get there, be able to man the situation. There's just so much that happens and you don't think about it when you get that kind of snow. Because you get those accidents. You have the things that happen, that are normal everyday occurrences that you don't even think about. I'm sure for the kids it was probably good because they got a break from school and they could, if they weren't shoveling, and they might have shoveled for money. My nephew shoveled all these lawns and sidewalks, and I want to say he made like $120 or something like that, and he was elated. Those young backs where they can take the heavy, heavy hammering that it feels like when you're shoveling deep snow. It's tough, isn't it? I never shoveled for money as a kid. I did a few lawns once in a while, but never shoveled snow. Yo, yo, thanks to all of you for listening. Hang through.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. soon after it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online, and I found it. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new company that's the newest and best way to sell products online. You can even use Skype or video to sell your car, home, any product. You get 30 days free, packages starting from only $7.95, and BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees ever. Just go sign up, then load your stuff to sell. I love this site, BuySellMakeOffer.com. Got it? BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Perfect pancake. Perfect pancake. Perfect pancake. Going to the store. Perfect pancake. Gotta get some more. Perfect pancake. Eating it right now. Perfect pancake. Then I hit the ground. I pulled myself up and I got back in my car.
Perfect pancake.
I thought about it as I had.
Who makes perfect pancakes if you really want to think about that for a second? Just hearing that over and over again, it's a subliminal thing, folks. I don't know about you, but I'm thinking about flapjacks. We're going to get some good flapjacks. You know, IHOP sometimes has some pretty good ones, but there's a place near me called Cafe Brazil, and they make these awesome flapjacks. I mean, just absolutely smoking. You know, the kind where they're thick and they're not, sometimes you get pancakes and they're little tiny pancakes. I get the silver dollar ones, but they're not fluffy. I like fluffy pancakes. On that note, I got my own pancake waiting to jump on the air with me, Nathan Reeder, for Fruits and Nuts Shredded and Bingo.
Bingo!
Hey, 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 hey.
Hey, 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 hey.
All right, so we got our first one. That's made me. I want pancakes. I'm like tasting the syrup right now because I don't eat pancakes. They're not great for you to eat a lot of pancakes. I don't think.
What? You can't eat a lot of them? Oh.
No, dude. How many calories are in pancakes?
I am not a calorie counter.
Oh, you just eat what you want because you just have a sleek physique and you got it going on.
Because I eat like 1.5 times a day while I'm at the studio.
Oh, see, now that's good. So if you keep your meals down, that works. You know what that's called? That's called intermittent fasting.
Sure.
No, it is. If you go on a search engine, anyone listening, type in intermittent fasting, and it's a thing that people do, and they dump a ton of weight.
Yeah, I'm, you know, if I was doing it on purpose, I would agree with you.
You just were doing it. You're in the fad. You didn't even know you were in the fad. It's just what's happening.
That's when it's good.
That's when it's good. All right, so how about this? A New York City cab driver, Nathan, has been accused of stealing his friend and fellow cabbie's winning lottery ticket and replacing it with one worth $4. He's in the Bronx. Ruben Segura was arrested Tuesday on larceny and forgery charges after he swiped the Powerball ticket worth $50,000 from his friend, Victor Castillo, following the big month's $1.5 billion payout. So his buddy had a ticket for $50,000. He hit $50,000. He had done nothing. He had $4 and he stole it.
Yep. Hey, that's people, man.
People! Loving people, not loving people.
We're loving people's money.
Loving people's money. You know what? I gotta be honest. No matter what, I couldn't do it. I couldn't live with myself. Miss guilt.
No.
I wouldn't do that. I don't care. I'll live under a bridge before I steal my buddy's lottery ticket. It says something about your character. I'm gonna say shred it.
Yeah, that's a pretty big risk. I mean, if you're taking something that they are definitely looking for, then, man, you got to have a better backup than,
yeah,
than that.
And they had him on video. So that's the thing.
Nice.
You know, listen, videos everywhere. You got to really look around. If you're going to do something
like
sinister,
videos about how people make videos about criminals.
It's so easy to catch people sometimes. Not always, but they had a video at the cab shop. Of course they did. And they showed him on video, so they knew they had him. I mean, they weren't trying to falsely accuse him, so bad. You're going to like this one.
Hey, Kate, real quick, where are the taxi drivers protesting Uber earlier?
You know what? That's a good thing to bring up, because taxi drivers hate Uber, because Uber is taking the Uber drivers are taking their people away. So, yeah, you know, the French taxi drivers blocked the Paris roads protesting Uber.
That's right.
Yeah, it was bad. I mean, what do you think that, you know, here's the thing. The taxi drivers are setting fires and stuff on the freeways. Now, that's not cool.
No, I saw them throwing tires at cars.
Yeah, it's a huge clash, anti-Uber, and it's big. Like, you see, just says, say no to Uber, and there's just tons of people marching. So, yeah, around the world, there's other protests, but the ones in Paris are really big.
A lot of systems are getting thrown into an interesting new floundering place, aren't they?
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? Bingo. Okay, how about this one? You're going to love this. Or maybe you're not going to, but it would freak me out. But kids are kids. A tiny green lizard was found by a kid in Jersey in kindergarten in a bundle of chilled salad greens at home. It wiggled its way into the, you know, in other words, he had these greens, came to school, and there was a lizard in it. So now the kids in the class just giggled and loved it and thought it was fabulous. This 3-inch lizard went unnoticed for a few days in the refrigerator before her daughter found its body while unwrapping a bunch of, you know, Asian leaf salad. So they warmed up the lizard, and the lizard is fine and now is the class pet.
Oh my God. That is adorable.
It is. And then this little lizard is pretty cool looking.
I am going to go with all of the bingos in the bingo pile.
Bingo. Lurching in the salad greens. Now a learning experience, they say, the teacher, about the earth, underscoring that the food doesn't just come from the supermarket, but actual outdoor farms.
Nice.
That's what she told the kids. Nice. So the kids love it. They, you know, they're giving them names, and it's a big deal. And I like that story, too.
I think that's a great lesson, too. You know, I mean, a lot of kids aren't going to farms or
no.
Through, they know that you go to the store.
Right. And that's how you get your food. And there is something, you know, there is something to that.
Turns.
It's some weird turns. All right, and this is kind of a kiddish thing, too, but it's a funny one I think you all can relate to. In England, there's a British principal who told the parents, no more pajamas on these school runs. I guess the principal of this primary school in northern England doesn't like the dress code of the parents, because what's happening is parents are tired and they throw on their slippers and wear their pajamas and drop the kids off at the school gates. Look, they're in the car. They can't wear their nightgown in the car.
What?
So it'd be like you have your Spider-Man pajamas on that you wear with the footies, and you put your daughter in the car and you got to get her to school in time, so you drop her off and you have your Spider-Man pajamas on.
Wait, are the parents students at the school? Are the parents students at the school?
The parents are wearing the jammies.
Yeah. Well,
can't
I
they?
Mean, yeah, why can't, why?
Why? Why can't
why?
They?
Why not? Why is there a dress code?
And they go even further. They say they're not setting, this principal is furious. This principal is saying, you are setting a terrible example for your children and the students. And can you please get up, get washed, and dress?
Telling
them
go get a job and a haircut.
You need to be, they're telling them, don't come to the school. They're sending home notes to the parents. Don't come to the school unless you're washed and dressed.
Wow, my goodness.
That's so embarrassing if you got that note, too, wouldn't it? We saw you in your nightgown, Kate Delaney.
That would really infuriate me. I mean, you don't really have the right to tell
people how to dress.
Yeah, tell me to put pants on. Maybe I'm wearing the pants that I was supposed to be wearing.
But what are they doing? Peeking at everyone's clothes? I mean, what kind? They're looking into the cars. I guess enough that they see them. Because you throw your overcoat on and you have pajamas on and you have your slippers on. They just are not having any of it.
They have a security gate.
They say they're going to do that. They're going to put someone by the gate. And if you're not washed and you don't have Spideys on, you're in trouble. You got to have your proper clothes on to drop your child off.
But I want to wear my Spideys.
I think it's hilarious, and I'm sure the kids are getting a kick out of it because their parents are probably complaining.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's nutty. This was a brilliant one. I like this. Fruits and nuts, shred it. I'm still thinking about the lizard and the jammies, and thanks, Nathan. Those two.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.